Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of The Vegas Therapist. I am your host, Ryan Winder. And remember, what's happening in Vegas is not staying in Vegas, as I bring you helpful tips in all sorts of topic areas with a Vegas twist, of course. So let's get the show started. Welcome everybody. It is good to be back and to be in front of you again. With another episode of The Vegas Therapist. I don't know what kind of show I have for you today. It might be great. It might be terrible. I'm not really sure, but I just wanted to get back on the airwaves and be able to share some thoughts and some things about life and things that I've been experiencing over the last several months. It's been a bit. As I look at my last episode and the recording date, it's been a while. It's been a little bit of time since I've put an episode out. So feel bad about that. Actually, I didn't even think it was that long. It's been longer than I thought. It's actually been since July since I put out an episode, which makes me even feel worse. But at the same time, sometimes life just has a way of getting away from you, and it's definitely been an event filled 5 months, I guess now, since I've done an episode. So anyway, I hope that this can be more regular occurrence as I try to put back the pieces and, you know, get back on track with episodes. But, you know, at this point, and this is going to kind of be reflective in the episode, I definitely am not making any promises. I don't really know what the future holds. Obviously, I love doing the podcast. But you know, I also want to be able to be real with things and just hope that, it's something that I can fit back into, my life and creating, you know, more episodes for you and for others and for the well-being that I think the podcast was able to provide for people, those who listen. So that's just, I guess, partly an intro and a welcome back, I guess, in some sense. The episode today I really want to focus in on is in reflection of time. And obviously it's the new year. People are setting goals. People are looking to try to improve their lives or achieve certain things that they want to achieve for this year. And so everybody's hyped up and has these things in mind. And I've really been thinking a lot about this. It's just like, how do I maintain a certain mindset throughout the course of a year outside of maybe just like a physical goal, like going to the gym or something else. Like, so that's been really a part of my thought process over the last few weeks. And so I'm going to interweave this throughout the episode. So a wise man once shared with me this statement, which was, time is the stuff life is made out of. Once it's gone, it can't be called back. And that statement, that, I guess, proclamation of sorts, has really hit me, especially in the last few weeks, and I'll get into that in a little bit. But I've been trying to think about ways to try to carry that mindset forward and really try to make the most of time. Not necessarily even just setting specific goals to do that, but really just be more moment to moment and trying to utilize time more efficiently, but also more meaningfully, and being able to act on things in a way that if in that moment something is needed, to do it then and not wait, because like the later part of that statement is, once time is gone, it can't be called back. And although sometimes we might have second chances and sometimes we might be able to still get the things that we want to do, sometimes when that moment of time passes us, we can't change the events then that will occur as a result of that missed opportunity or that missed chance or that missed time to maybe act on something that needed our attention or needed our action in that moment. And then we just have to live with whatever comes from that, live with the consequences, positive, negative, whatever it may be. And so that's really hit me in the gut the last, like I said, especially a few weeks. And so that's kind of what I want the episode to focus on, is us thinking about time, how we use time, what we want to do with time, how we want to be in the time that we have. whether it's better, worse, use it more effectively, spend more time with family, our spouse, friends, whatever it may be. But what do we want time to look like in our lives? And how do we not, I guess, regret the times that we have and the time that's given to us, and really just try to, I guess, make the most of it. And that kind of goes into like a question that I've been thinking a lot about since, you know, at the end of each year, we have to do a number of CEUs. And I did this thing on ACT, which is acceptance and commitment theory. And the lady that was presenting made this statement of like, what is it? And it's kind of trying to, ACT tries to reconnect you with your values and the values that you have for your own sense of life, and kind of set goals from your values, not just set goals for achievement, but set goals from your values. But she makes the statement of like, what do you want? What's missing in your life? But also, what do you want to do with this one crazy and precious life that you have? And that's also, you know, again, got me thinking about time and how we use time, and what do I want to do? What do I want to accomplish? You know, what kind of things do I want to fill with my time? Do I want to do more podcasts? Do I want to write a book? Do I want to do something else? Do I want to spend more time with my family? What kind of things do I want to do? What's really important for me? And what do I want to look back on and say, yes, I use that time the best I could. This one opportunity of life that I had, I made the most of it. You know, is that, are those things kind of things that I can check off the box and feel good about? But just to give you an update, so over the last 3-4 months, I guess starting in September, got a call from my brother. My dad was put into the ICU in Montana. He was camping with his wife, and then he went into a seizure and was put into the ICU. So after a couple of days, we all decided that we were going to get together, go up to Montana, and you know, be there with him in the ICU for a few days just to see kind of what was going on, and kind of just basically in some sense say our goodbyes, because the outlook was not good and seemed like he was had hit the point where he was not going to live much longer. And so me and three of my brothers went up there and spent some time together, and they took my dad off life supports, and he continued to live for a few days. And so we spent some time with him. He was never really conscious when we were there. But you know, many of you listening to the show know I didn't have a great relationship with my dad, but that's something I wanted to do, was to go and really, you know, be there, be able to say goodbyes, not feel a sense of regret. Again, time, once that time is gone, can't be called back. You can't go back and do that over again. So just trying to be more in the moment and make that decision and go and do that thing. But I think really in that situation, what I really got most out of that was just the time that I was able to connect with my brothers. And that was really important to me, to be with them and to have that experience with them, because we all have a different relationship. We all had a different relationship with my dad in many ways, and but yet there was a lot of commonality too within in those relationships. And so it was just good to be with them, to spend time, to laugh, to talk about things that we'd gone through in life, and to kind of just sort through what it all meant for us. And that was really important. And again, I don't regret that time at all, that I did that, that I went and spent that time, not only, again, just to say my goodbyes to my dad, but really to just be with my brothers. And then about a month later, we all got together and had a memorial for him, and just more of a family type thing. And that was, again, another great time to be able to do that and to spend time with them. The other thing, though, that really has hit me in that was the idea that I'm an orphan. Now, that may sound dramatic to some people, but the reality is that that's what it is. I've lost both my parents now in the last couple of years. And it's, I got to tell you, it's really kind of thrown me into a funk over the last few months, in terms of just my perspective on things, and just kind of like this sense of loss, or even just kind of sense of feeling lost in life. You know, I remember coming back from Canada for my dad's memorial service, and we were traveling, and just thinking like, you know, who do I check in with now? I mean, not that I had this relationship with my dad, but just in general, it's like, who do I check in now if I'm going on a trip or doing whatever? It's like, you know, I talked with my brother and texted him and let him know we made it safe or whatever. But it's just like this weird thing of like, you know, you don't really have that foundation or that place to fall back on. You know, once your parents are gone, it's just kind of like this weird feeling. And it's like, you are now it, you are the person, you're like, you're that for your kids and will be that for their grandkids. But, you know, ultimately you don't really have that anymore. And so then now, you know, the relationships with my brothers obviously become more important, wanting to more spend more time with them and connect with them. And so that's been a big thing. But I just got to say, I mean, just in all honesty, full disclosure, it's really kind of thrown me for a loop and made me think about what I want for myself, why I've even done the things I've done, motivation for things, trying to escape things, whatever it may be. And so I think that's part of the reason why the podcast has been on hold, is I've just kind of been sorting through a lot of stuff and trying to make sense of it for myself and wanting to come back almost like when I'm ready, but also come back with maybe a different even take in the podcast and kind of what, you know, I just sometimes I wonder if I got away from what I originally wanted to do, because what I really originally wanted to do, and I hope this has still kind of been there, is to bring people, you know, connect people to other people's stories, to connect people to, I guess, a sense of humanness that we can all feel okay about, that what we carry within ourselves is not bad or shameful or anything like that, but that it's just a part of this human existence that we all go through. And we're all going to have ups and downs. We're all going to have challenges. We're all going to struggle at different times. And it's just, you know, the more that we can kind of come together and share that with one another and be more open about that, the better we're going to feel. And so that's really what I want the podcast to be, is a place for people to feel like they're not alone, a place for them to connect, to relate to something, and to walk away feeling like, yeah, that I felt that, or I've done that, or that now that makes me feel not alone, or makes me feel like I can have more courage in this life or courage in this world to go out and do the things that maybe I've felt fearful of doing. So that's kind of some other thoughts I've had with the podcast. So in addition to losing my dad, something I did try to do, again, with the notion of time, was my brother had, you know, got, and, you know, he was going to do this half marathon in St. George. And he asked me if I wanted to do it. Usually I'm somebody that really wants to be prepared for that kind of stuff and make sure that I'm not going to fail, or at least fail in the sense of like doing a bad thing or doing a bad job. And I tried to change my mindset with that and just go and think about more about just doing it to do it and doing it for the experiencing it, doing it because I was going to do it in a sense with my brother and just kind of on a whim and let go of, I guess, the expectation of failing or the idea of failing. Because it's really not a failure, I mean, to run a half marathon anyway. It's not something everybody does, but also just to let go, like, I don't have to, you know, achieve a certain whatever to feel good about something. It's just going out and doing and participating. And so I was able to do that and felt good about it and just had a good time, you know, doing, having that experience. And again, spending time with family, spending time with friends, doing something I enjoy, and making that more the focus rather than the outcome of like, oh, did I get a specific time? Did I whatever? Did I do this? And just kind of more about that value-based side of it. It's like, what did that really mean to me? Did it mean to me more that I ran that in under 2 hours? Or did it mean to me that I took the opportunity to go and spend the time with my brother and his wife and friend and just be a part of that experience? And that's really what I remember more about that, is just that experience and that time with him. Another thing, my son, for people that know me, my son returned home from serving a church mission. That was a great experience to have him back. And we kind of had this preparation for this great reunion and being able to like have Christmas together. It's been a while since we've had that, you know, in our home where we've all been together. And so we were looking forward to that and had all this anticipation of that. And if you know our family, you know we love our dog Dash, who is a long-haired Dachshund, and he's just an amazing dog, and he's really kind of brought us together as a family. We all love him. It's one thing we have in common. If we hate, you know, if my siblings or my kids are mad at each other or fighting with each other, whatever, it doesn't matter. They love Dash, and he's just given us that sense of that, this glue in our family that's been amazing. And unfortunately, he got into some vitamin D, and anybody that knows anything about vitamin D in dogs, it's not a good combination. And it becomes this toxic thing in their bodies that starts to shut down their organs. And unfortunately, that's what happened with Dash. And by the time we got him to the vet, his kidneys had already shut down two-thirds. And so the humane thing to do was to put him down and to not have him have to suffer through kidney failure and kidney functioning problems and things that go along with that. And it was a difficult decision, but one we made as a family, and we were able to be there as we put him down and be together and share that moment. But it was a very difficult moment, and the aftermath has even been more difficult of just losing that main stand. I guess, you know, you just don't know how much you love your dogs until they're not there, and how much they mean to you and how much a part of your life they really are. And I got to tell you, man, it's been a gut punch for me. And I cried more than with losing him than I did my two parents. And maybe part of that's just the expectation side and the unexpected of this. But also, I mean, I love that dog too. I mean, I had my own little routine with him. And I think, you know, the sadness of just losing him, the sadness I saw in my kids, the combined, all of it was just terrible. So anyway, that's kind of been the update of things. Intermingled in that has been a lot of good, but there's also just been a lot of just even like life stuff, you know, getting older. You know, I'll be 49 this year, closer to 50, thinking about my own mortality, thinking about my own life, dealing with physical stuff as an older person. I mean, all the different things, and just kind of like, it sort of feels like that's been a big part of this last part of this year, where it's like forced me to kind of think about, again, priorities, time, where do I want to spend my time? But that statement of going back to that, I want to kind of revisit that for a second. So the statement of time is the stuff life is made out of. Once it's gone, it can't be called back. There definitely was a feeling of a lost moment with our dog Dash, a lost time where it was like, man, if we had just took him to the vet a day early or whatever, maybe we could have done something different. But once that window of time closed, it was like, you can't go back and then rechange that. You can't go back now and, you know, and make that different. It's just now you're left to deal with the consequences. And that's really what it feels like where we got stuck with that, was that, you know, in thinking he was maybe okay, or he wasn't, maybe didn't know like what kind of dose he ate or anything like that. It's like, maybe he'll be fine. And in thinking that, and then getting to the point now to where, okay, he's not fine. And we're starting to see these things that maybe could be problematic. And now getting to the vet, and then the vet doing blood work. And then they're like, oh, he's really not fine. And he's in fact, so not fine that, you know, this is kind of what you're looking at as far as, you know, what is probably the best thing to do. That part of like, once time is gone, is it can't be called back, has really stuck with me. And I think what it's done for me is, like I said, I want to try to bring that mindset into this year and really try to make the most of time. So again, whether that's doing more podcasts, whether that's spending time with family more, whether that's being in a moment and having a feeling like, hey, I need to do this now, and just acting on it and doing it and being more confident in that, rather than letting something go by and thinking, man, I should have done that. Or, you know, man, I had the time, I had a chance to do this, or I had the chance to go run this run with my brother, but I let the, you know, the challenges of like rescheduling clients or doing something like that get in the way of me just taking the time or the opportunity to do it. And so I guess that's what I want to do for this year. I want to be more mindful of my time, mindful of making not only just the most of my time, but just that whole idea of like, time is the stuff life is made of. It is, because that's how we measure it. But when I look back, and I look back at the time that, you know, the time of 2024 or the time of 2023, kind of look back at that time and think, man, that I feel solid. I feel good about the way I use my time. And obviously we're going to have moments where it's going to be hard to feel like that's going to be productive all the time, or we're going to use our time always the best. I mean, heck, we all have phones. Anytime we're probably on our phone and just mindlessly scrolling, we're probably not using the most of our time, or that's time that we definitely can't get back. But I get that there's going to be those moments, but overall, as a whole, how can we utilize our time better? I saw, speaking of being on your phone, I did see this TikTok, but it was an important TikTok. The guy that hosts Ridiculousness, you know, he seems like he'd be kind of more of a kind of a crazy goof off or whatever. But apparently, this guy is amazing in the sense that he shoots 365 episodes of Ridiculousness, but he does it in, like, he doesn't do like an episode per day or whatever. He basically he's got his systems of time in such a way to where he puts that a lot of like energy kind of like up front in recording all these shows. So then he can have the most of his time with his family, doing things he enjoys, spending time with family. So the way that he systemized his life in order to maximize the time that, you know, he has doing more of a balanced life, you know, because again, and like the person on this TikTok said, it's like, as entrepreneurs, we can be grinders. We can just say, hey, let me do this. And we just think about more stuff that we can do rather than, hey, how do I do this in the most efficient way so that I can have more time for these other things that matter most. And so I just, like I said, just been thinking a lot about that, trying to not obviously live with regrets, trying to make the most of this wild and crazy life and precious and life that we have, and you know, and really not have to think back on this idea of like, okay, once that time's gone, it can't be called back. I can't go back and change that now. I've just got to deal with whatever comes, the consequence, the result, the missed opportunity, the opportunity, whatever it is, and then have to kind of make that be okay. And I just don't want to have I don't want to have more of those feelings of regret or those feelings of, man, I should have done that. Or if I'd have just done this, or if I'd have just whatever, if I wouldn't have been so scared, if I wouldn't have been in fear, if I wouldn't have thought about, you know, all the obstacles, if I'd have just acted, that'd have been such a great time or such a great experience, or maybe something different could have happened there. So anyway, those are just some of the thoughts I've had. So as you're thinking about your New Year's resolutions, as you're thinking about what you want to try to achieve, you know, in your quote unquote life this year, what you want to do better at, what you want to achieve, what you want to be successful at, you know, think about those things. And so so I'm going to leave you with these value questions, because I wanted to say them right. So the three questions were: what do you want to do with this one wild and precious life? How do you want to show up as a friend, a partner, a worker, a blank, but whatever it is, right? But how do you want to show up in those roles that you have in your life? What do you want to be known for? How do you want to be? How do you want to be seen? And then the third one is: what's important to you and what might be missing from your life? And if you can identify those things, and if you know, hey, there's something missing and I want to get that back, or I want to have that in my life, then go after it. You know, I think now's the time to do that and to make the most of it. So, all right. Well, anyway, those are the thoughts that I wanted to leave with you. So whatever goals that you have, whatever things you want to do better with, I hope that this can be a great year for you. I'm planning on it being a great year for myself. And like I said, whether that means more episodes, less episodes, I don't really know, but I know that whatever it will be, the episodes that I do put out will be meaningful, they'll be important, and they'll be something that I feel like I was able to put the right amount of time into to provide you with an opportunity to hear some of the things that I may have to say or somebody else may have to say. So anyway, appreciate your support, appreciate you listening, and hopefully come back and listen more. And this is the Vegas Therapist signing off. Until next time. We'll be right back.